The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Is really a long history of changing. By the 7th century, in the Church of Rome, the first day of the new year was always a Marian feast day. However, later on, as more Marian feast days were added, like the Assumption, the Immaculate Conception, then that first day of the year was used to celebrate the circumcision of Jesus, because as you heard, it was part of the gospel for that day. And it wasn't until 1960s when the church decided to return, you know, this first day of the year to its old tradition being a Marian feast day and gave Mary the title Mary, the Mother of God. Now, it could be a little confusing when we hear Mary, the Mother of God. We're not saying that Mary created God the Father or gave birth to God the Father or she existed before God the Father. We're talking about Mary giving birth to Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Word made flesh. And that's a good reason that the church puts it in this, you know, first day of the year to remind us again, especially these days when we have a lot of secular celebrations around Christmas, kind of what's the reason for the season. This childhood birth we've celebrated is no ordinary child, no human person. He is God. Jesus, one person, but in two natures, divine and human, fully divine and fully human. The other reason I think the church gave us Mary as the Mother of God as the first day of the new year to help us to focus on this new year as we look forward to a new beginning. We all are used to making, you know, New Year's resolutions. Well, one resolution the church wants us to make, is to follow the example of Mary. So we can always make Christ present in the world at any time, at any place, in any day. Mary is our role model, not just as a mother, but also as the perfect disciple, the disciple par excellence. And we're called to keep that in mind as we begin a new year, as we look into how we're going to improve maybe our health, how we're going to improve our, you know, maybe bad habits, if we're going to stop drinking or smoking, whatever it is, we want to start to exercise. But also we need to thinking about how can I become a better disciple, a better daughter and son of Mary and God. Because also Mary is the mother of the church, as our mother. So what can we learn from Mary? What can the qualities of Mary that especially our gospel highlights for us today? Well, if you've been listening to the stories of the birth of Jesus, whether Mary's, Joseph, and even the shepherds, you see a pattern that develops. The angel comes to Mary. God, through a dream, speaks to Joseph. God sends the angels to the shepherds. It begins by whether it's Mary, Joseph, or the shepherds, or us, listening to God. Again, it might seem a simple step, but it's a big step that a lot of times we miss. It's not what we want to do. It's about us listening to God so we can do His will. Maybe a simple New Year's resolution for us could be is for us to start reading Scripture every day and asking ourselves the question, what is God trying to tell me through this passage? What's the message that God has for me? That's how we listen to God. Sometimes just taking time to be quiet, to reflect. We hear about Mary after the angel appeared to her, Archangel Gabriel. Today she says, Mary kept these things in her heart and she reflected on them. Today we always jump in into doing something. Sometimes we have to be patient, slow down, and wait till God makes clearer to us what He's asking us to do. That's how the birth of Jesus happened. Mary said yes. Joseph said yes. And today we hear the shepherds, they believed the message of the angels and went to Bethlehem to look for this baby who is our Savior. So it's enough that we hear the word of God, what God is asking us to do, but do we say yes to Him? A lot of times we know what God wants us to do, but we are not ready to say yes. And a lot of times because we are afraid. What did the archangel tell Mary? Be not afraid. What did he tell Joseph? Be not afraid to take Mary as your wife. What did he tell the shepherds? Be not afraid, for today a Savior is born for you. As we begin this new year, I don't know how you feel about it. For me, I'm a little bit like disappointed. I hoped by now we will be over COVID, but we're not. So maybe you're afraid. I am, it's more like disappointed, deflated, like, you know, it's hard to do things, to plan things if people are still worried about coming to church, coming to meetings, planning, sitting down together to plan the future of Holy Family. You can't just do it on Zoom. We need that human interaction. Whatever you're feeling, remember, God's word to you is do not be afraid as you begin this new year. Because God is with us, Emmanuel. Jesus is still with us today, the risen Christ, not the baby who was born in Bethlehem, but it's the power of the risen Lord that is with us today and every day. No matter what comes in our lives, God is always there to help us to deal with those issues. The other thing that, you know, interesting about the gospel, it says the shepherds went in haste. Where did we hear that word haste before? Remember, what did Mary do after the archangel Gabriel appeared to her? She went in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth. We all sometimes tend to be procrastinators. Okay, you know, I'll do this. Not, you know, maybe like, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. Well, you know, today, New Year's Day, I'll start next week. And next week, something else comes up. Well, you know, I'll start the following week. We need to take seriously our responsibilities in haste. God announcing the birth of His Son demands a response from us. And we need in haste to give that response. And what's the response that God wants from us? What did Mary do when she visited Elizabeth? What did the shepherds do? They gave glory and praise to God and told others about what happened to them, what they heard, and what they have seen. Our mission as a church, as we move into a new year and every year, is to keep proclaiming the praises of God, to thank God that God chose to become one like us. I mean, think of it. We don't like ourselves sometimes. But God, who's perfect, loved us so much that He chose to take on our human nature and to die for us on the cross. Can we love ourselves this much and believe in ourselves as God believes in us? Not loving ourselves in a selfish way, but loving ourselves that we can be better. We can do more. We can rise beyond what limits us as human beings. Because God has a great plan for each one of us. Can we praise and thank God by coming every Sunday to Mass to join our brothers and sisters in praising God? You know, the shepherds, it was not easy for them to leave their flocks at night and go down to Bethlehem. It wasn't easy for Mary to travel to see her cousin. But they didn't let those things stop them. They went in haste. We need to proceed in haste and fulfill our mission of proclaiming that Jesus, God, is with us. He's Emmanuel. He's our hope. He's our strength. He is the light of the world that helps us dispel the darkness of our future. That's what this day is all about as we begin in this new year. And maybe I ask you to take a few minutes and, like Mary, reflect on how you're approaching 2022. What's on your mind? What are you grateful for? What are you looking for? What are you concerned about? You know, this time, despite all of the activities, it says, you know, a lot of people feel lonely, feel abandoned, feel depressed. If you feel like this, we're here for you. Sometimes just talking to someone, part of that loneliness, especially now with the COVID, is that isolation. Give us a call. Call the rectory. One of us, the priest or our staff, will just talk to you. Just listen to you, you know, share what's going on. You know, we're not, you know, therapists. We're not psychologists or counselors. But sometimes all it takes is to talk to someone else to make us feel better. Go a walk. Look at the beautiful mountains with the snow. Sometimes they say, if organize something in your house, give yourself a small project that you can do, and then you can feel better about it. You don't have to be alone. There's a lot of things that you can do to help you to move forward with joy, with that sense of peace that Jesus came to bring us. And remember, we're always here for you to give us a call, stop by, and say, hey, Father, I want to chat. So we enter into 2022 as the children of Mary, as the brothers and sisters of Christ, not with fear, not a sense of we don't know where we're going, we don't have a direct sense of direction, but we enter it as God's children, knowing that God's power is with us and acts through us, and that we have a mission to proclaim that Jesus is Savior and Lord.